If everybody would like to just take their seats, please, I'd appreciate that. We will get started in just a moment. The presentation is expected to last about 90 minutes or so, and if there's time at the end, I will open the floor for any questions that you might have. But if we could just get everybody, yeah, thank you. Welcome. This is Hypnagogue Podcast 434. Thank you.
an al-nafra. Urbas besan. Dohiel diente. 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 An al-nafra. Urbas besan. Dohiel diente.
Thank you.
90 uninterrupted minutes of music is what just happened here on Hypnagogue Podcast 434. Hello, my name is John Shanahan. I am your host, bringing you the best in ambient, electronic, and contemporary instrumental music whenever the mood strikes me. Want to hear about the things you listen to? 15 tracks this time around. Started off with Ramp. I think it's Ramp. It's like an apostrophe before it. Ramp. With Seven Swans, that is off the compilation Gemstones 5. I pulled something off of that a few episodes back. Really good compilation of Berlin School style synthesizer music. After that, Eulipion Core from Dreamlands. That track was Wanderers. Nathaniel, that's NTHNL, all caps, gave us Return to the Cloud, thank you, from Ontogenesis. And if you think that Return to the Cloud, thank you, would be the song title of the episode, stick around. After that, a great combination, Peter Phippen and Ivar Lunde Jr. with Eye of the Day from their beautiful album Earthly. Colin Andrew Sheffield gave us Moments Lost off of Moments Lost. Some more synth-driven stuff after that with Rodrigo Passananti. The album is called Forgotten Worlds. That was Law of Attraction. Our friends at Network 23 come back with The Black Pilgrimage, and the track was called Anal Nadrak. Well, I couldn't find it directly under the spelling that I was given here on the album, but this may refer to a Celtic charm of making or a metal band whose name is very similar. I'm thinking it would probably be the first one as opposed to the second one. After that, it was Nordvarger with Runa from Resignation 4. I believe I missed the first three resignations, but I'm glad to be here for the fourth one. After that, Aperis from Lost Tribe of the Shadow with Graffiti Ghosts. And then it was Paul Ellis and Pavillon Sintetico, both of whom you've heard here in relatively recent past episodes. They have an album called Veiled Portraits, and this is why I told you to stick around, because the song was called Dreams as Gigantic as the Surroundings Were Small. Yep. Kind of the winner. Although, does it maybe go to Gloop? Because Gloop is a song by Peggy Lee and Cole Schmidt from their album Forever Stories of Moving Parties. Then it was Minor Conflict with Parallels 3 off of the Parallels release, and the horns in Parallels 3 put me in mind of an album that I've been enjoying a lot lately. This is kind of a kickback end-of-day album for me. It's trumpeter Keith Fiala. The album is called The Quest, and that was On My Way Home. David Darling after that, the late David Darling, from Other Worlds, and that track was called Rendezvous. Then we closed out with Bernd Scholl, who did a series of concerts in the Neanderthal Caves outside of Aircraft, Germany, and captured some of that in an album called An Evening in the Cave Live, and we closed that out with Turn the Wheel of Time. Speaking of time, you have spent 90 minutes listening to the Hypnagogue Podcast, and I hope you will do so again when the next episode comes around. I've got a lot of great music still to get to, so make sure you're subscribing. You can pick up the podcast anywhere you get all your other podcasts. Just put in Hypnagogue, and there I am. I don't have any control over this. It just happens. I'm glad it happens, and I think I'm glad I don't have any control over it. As long as it gets out there, as long as you are listening, that's what I like. I'll catch up with you next time, and until then, my very good friends, I bid you all peace and power.